The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Every time I walk by, Mr. Goodbar, he calls me, you know, and says, Andy, come eat me.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I will hear from Andy Reid, and we will hear from Trent McDuffie when we head out to Arrowhead practice facility. We do know that Jerick McKinnon returned to practice today. Kadarius Toney's still out. So McKinnon back today. Juju was back yesterday. So Toney seems to be the only one that is out this week. So that would be a back-to-back week.
Bush, limited, I think, was the only other non-FP or DNP.
Yesterday,
at least, he was.
Yeah, he was limited. But they got Juan Thornhill back. So Bush playing last week for Juan Thornhill. Juan Thornhill is back. Hopefully Bush is ready to go, too, to have all three of those safeties good to go. And then that helps out in special teams as well. So the more health, the better. Or the better health, the better.
The healthier, the better.
Nope, I like the way I said it. The more health.
What about the healthiest, the best? It's superlative both times.
I'd say the healthiest, the bestiest.
Yeah, that's it.
I'd give you that one.
Sometimes it's just a battle of attrition. So it's the attritionist, you know, the most attritionist.
I think that's when it's. I think it's actually a battle for nutrition.
I've never said the word attrition without battle.
I've said war of attrition for
sure.
Oh,
there you go.
So
but
that's only two.
It's only a military term that I've used attrition.
It's always of attrition.
It's a war or battle of attrition.
I've never said the word ensuing without kickoff right after.
Really?
It.
Oh, the ensuing kickoff.
Interesting.
Is anything else ever ensuing?
Not in my mouth.
Gall is always unmitigated unless it's a bladder. I mean, I know that much.
No, I say Braden.
Or disaster.
Or Braden, I guess. That's
true. Yeah, I say
true.
Braden Gall at times.
Yeah,
the other words that are only
unmitigated
only use them in one
disaster.
Specific way.
Fruition. I've never said come it without
to.
Come to.
Come to fruition. That is so true. And I should know that one because I say it a lot.
Hmm?
Yeah.
It's come to fruition. Which used to be a good thing to say, but everybody's latched onto it now.
That's right. Tech says, nope.
Okay, very good. I think I've said ensuing play, maybe.
Is it always football?
I think it's always football, though.
Text just says nope.
Oh, the text said nope.
Okay. No. The text
is reading head.
That's how I got it. It seemed like you were doing a little bit of pre-reading there and realized that text wasn't for air.
Yes.
I'm guessing it started funny and then turned somewhere along the line.
I was going to read it, and then I was not going to read it. So.
All right.
There you go. 913-912-4.
I've never said the word Dooley without noted afterward.
Oh, I say
Ooh.
I say Derek. Derek Dooley.
Okay, well that's a proper noun.
Oh, it's a good point.
As lowercase.
So if we are a small d.
Small tiny little d.
So if we are eliminating the proper nouns, then the Gaul would be eliminated with Braden. So Braden is no longer part of that with when I say Gaul. Okay. So there you go. By the way, if you go to Sports Radio 810 WHB in the Facebook page, you can see that they have tweeted out or posted that Mizzou reportedly declined playing Kansas in the Liberty Bowl this month. So
who said that?
Sports Radio 810. So somebody just texted that and said, Jason, you really going to let misleading lies like this on your social?
The 810 Twitter just retweeted Mizzou football's comments a little while ago. So
all sides. All sides. You just got to cover
the facts.
That's right. That's
right. For yourself.
Here's what Brett McMurphy reported. Here's what Mizzou's Twitter account is reporting. So here you go. And here is Desiree Reed Francois from a year ago not being happy that they were chosen for the Armed Forces Bowl that they told the SEC they did not want to play in because it was at the same
time. In this instance, the Missouri football team and Missouri itself might be two separate entities in what they want and what they don't want. And I'm sure the football team would love to play KU, but the administration is like, well, we've got to have some people.
I actually don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
So you think the football team might be lying right there, or the intern media account?
I would be naive to think that the fact that KU in the Liberty Bowl had nothing to do with Missouri, you know, not wanting to play in it. I do think the majority, and I think the high majority, because for a couple months they've said, anytime Missouri's name's been brought up at the Liberty Bowl, it's, well, Missouri didn't want to play in it. They want to avoid the Liberty Bowl because of the conflict with UK at home. Just as last year, they wanted to avoid the Armed Forces Bowl because of the conflict with the bragging rights. The SEC said pound sand. Maybe this year the SEC is like, all right, we got you. We told you pound sand last year.
We'll take care of you.
Yeah.
Throw it up in the
air. There you go. Sand to the hourglass. So are the days of your bowl games. So you can go down to Tampa and enjoy that one and be out of Memphis.
There's no other avenue, right, as far as a bowl game that would host both KU and Missouri, right? There's no other SEC Big 12 game,
yeah,
right?
I don't know.
Is there another that has like, okay, it's a kind of an open field, it's SEC and open? I looked it up, but I can't remember. I like halfway through the season, I'm like, oh, this could happen.
Yeah.
I remember looking it up.
I was rooting for it.
I think it's the only SEC Big 12 automatic bowl game that's not like, could be like the Sugar Bowl or something like that.
And again, I'd be naive if I said, well, there's nothing to the fact that Kansas is in the Liberty Bowl. I think, you know, Missouri believes they're going to have a number of players opt out that are going to go pro. They've got guys on the defense. They've already got one that's already declared for the draft in McGuire. They've got others that are going to. They've got
transfer portal.
And there was also talk about they didn't want to play in the Liberty Bowl because it was after Christmas, that they felt like there was a chance that more players might opt out if they then have to return or have to practice and be traveling over Christmas, as opposed to the Gasparillo is played on the 22nd, and then you play the game and now you're good. 23rd, so you play the game and you can go have Christmas break or whatever, which is interesting that you would have that issue with players, but, you know, I don't know. That's been talked about. But
being really picky for being 6-6.
Agreed. But I think there is, I think there is absolutely an element of Mizzou as the football team that's saying, boy, if we play Kansas, I'd like to play them on level footing. I'd like to be to where our team has the players that are on the team that year and not going pro, that we're not going to have the difference-making players.
KU probably won't have any
I don't know. December 5th is going to be interesting for Mizzou. For a lot of schools, it's going to be interesting. I just don't know how interesting it's going to be for Kansas, because it feels like all of the momentum is around Lance Leipold and the players believing in where the future of the program is, and they made a bowl, and everybody seems to be, you know, bought in as much as you can be bought in.
Football just announced a couple of games way down the line, but just for the information purposes, in 2028 and 2032, it's a home-and-home with Hawaii.
Those are real years.
You should be
not real years.
That should be an away.
That's right.
We'll sign it up.
Yes. Why are you playing a home and home with Hawaii? Should be away with Hawaii.
Hey, also Brady Singer's going to play in the World Baseball Classic.
For who?
The world.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
And Mizzou has the contract
for Florida.
His great aunt was born in Canada, so.
And Mizzou and KU have the contract with football.
He will represent
starting in 2025.
He represents Team USA.
In 2025, but also, and I understand where KU fans and others would come from when they say, "Hold on, Missouri's been complaining about Kansas not wanting to play them, and now you can play them in a neutral site, and you're the one declining." Well, it is rich.
And it doesn't help that it would be a few weeks after what would likely be
18
a
days
KU
after.
Win. Ken Pom, Mizzou's undefeated.
Ken Pom has it as a 50-50 game.
Hey, sign me up.
Ken Pom has it as a 50-50 game. I don't know what Ken... I think Ken Pom is the dumbest guy. No, I love him. I think he's pretty smart. I'm just shocked, quite frankly, that he has it as 50-50.
If KU doesn't hit shots, because I'm not sure how interested Mizzou is in defense, maybe to win.
Here's Andy Reid.
Didn't practice today was Kadarius. So everybody else practiced, got good work in. Guys had a good week of practice. Look forward to the challenge of playing the Bengals. We know they're a good football team. So for that, time's yours.
Are you expecting Juan and Thornhill and Joe Tooney to return to action this week after they missed last week?
Yeah, I think so. They practice, so I'm sure they're ready to go.
Sorry, Coach. With Jarek, is it just a precautionary thing that he missed these last 2 days, or how would you sort of say how he is, considering that if he doesn't go, maybe Melvin's up?
Yeah, I think he'll be up, though.
Is Kadarius going to be
He's down? Making progress.
There's a story. I'm sure you might be aware of it, but Patrick on... I guess Travis's show explained that Nagy gave him, I guess, some of the plays and the checks before the top 30 visit. Are you aware of this? Were you a part of this in any way? And your reaction to it?
Seriously? Geez, I didn't know that.
Does this mean you want to do the draft over?
Man, would have never taken him.
Hey, Andy, since they changed the playoff format, you guys were the one seed the first year to get the bye, and the next year you weren't. Can you just, what are the benefits of that since you've been through both of those, and I guess how important is that one seed?
I don't think you talk about it early in the year. You'd love to have it. And then when you're in the mix, you're just trying to figure out the next game. So that's what we're doing. I hadn't thought too much about that other than trying to get ready to play the Bengals, who are a good football team. Yeah.
I know a lot of you have a lot of different players on your defense this year, especially in the defensive backfield. Gotten through a week of practice now. How ready are they for this challenge they're going to face with some of these talented wide receivers they have?
Yeah, they are very talented. And, I think our guys will look forward to that challenge of playing them. So that's they're a unique group. So we'll should be good competition there, and we'll see how that works.
Coach, you're a guy who likes to encourage personalities to come out. Justin Reed on Wednesday had some locker room comments about some of the Bengals wide receivers. How much do you encourage that kind of talk, and what's your message to the team if you don't encourage that kind of talk?
Yeah, I'm not real big on that. He's new to our team, so he's aware of it now, for sure. He wasn't before.
Anything else?
Thank goodness it's not password, right? I mean, we gotta go play the game.
All right, so boy, Andy Reid was not happy about Justin Reed saying that. Oh my goodness!
So what does he mean by password?
Like what's the password game?
The game password,
so like he got the name wrong or something like that.
Yeah,
that
maybe.
He's referring to?
But as he said, thank goodness not that, because we get to go play the game. As in, maybe he would have lost the game based on if he was playing the game password.
Yeah, word association game.
Okay,
you know, old timey board game. Been around
great.
For a minute.
Not real big on that. He's new to our team. We don't do that. If he wasn't aware, he is now. And there was no mincing words or lovable little Andy Reid, ha ha, doggone it, Justin. That was a direct, stern,
yeah.
No, we don't do that,
that was
Justin.
A new guy make mistake.
Yeah.
That's what
so,
it was.
So yeah, the new guy, don't do it again.
I have got the video pulled up back here, and that's how I'm getting it. And that sound at the end was Reid just slamming the table down on his way out.
He's pissed.
What was
Justin Reed better play awesome.
What was the visual? What was the visual during the Nagy questions, Beards? Like expression wise, what were you seeing from Reed?
He
there?
Had a little smile on his face.
Okay, all
so
right.
I
he certainly knew the question was coming.
That's not sure. Against any rules, right?
No. I read that. I mean, here we are reading into what.
He didn't just say yes or no, so
right.
We have to read into it.
What I heard from Andy Reed there was him saying, "What?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
no way.
As in like he's." Been aware of it for a while, or he was in on it, and it's part
yes.
of the strategy is maybe we give Patrick Mahomes the plays before, and we find out if he actually studies, can he retain,
yes, exactly.
And can he take the plays, and then go to the whiteboard, and then, okay, this defense is doing this, what are you doing here? This defense is, because is Matt Nagy giving him all of that? Like, here's what Andy Reid's going to ask you, here's how he's going to mix some things up, or here are the plays you're going to talk about. You should be studying these plays and the audibles and the reads and the hot routes and things like that of what you're going to be viewing. And then you get in that meeting and Andy Reid's going to be running it. So I took it as either he's been well aware of it for some time or he was in on it and was playing with the what? I guess I wouldn't have taken him then. We probably shouldn't have taken him then if I'd have known that. So he, at least he was playful with that.
Yes,
that's
he knew the question was coming. He knew it happened, and that was his one liner.
He was
waiting. Delivered it well.
Playful with that. Pissed off about Justin Reed.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm a little surprised that he let it be known that much that he was pissed off about.
He's
Justin
He's letting
Reed.
Everybody know that
you
it
knew
doesn't
he
happen
was.
Again.
You knew he was, but in front of the media, I figured he's.
I think he's
like,
probably
yeah, you know we don't do that here.
I think he might even just be letting the Bengals know, like publicly, like. Yeah, that's not what we do around here, guys. Okay, even Cincinnati, this is not an organizational thing.
We under-promise, we over-deliver.
It's not a team thing. This is not what we do here.
It's what the Raiders do. It's what other
It's the
teams
second
do.
Time he said it's not what we do around here to a player that made public comments.
Who was the other one?
Orlando Brown. When he said, this isn't the year to be going into the season with a backup left tackle. You know, I think they'll probably get something done. And he was asked about that, and he goes, well, that's not how we do things around here. And
he was trash-talking his own team.
Right. Yeah. The subject of that, the rival there was Brett Veach, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
know. But it was also Andy Reid saying, we don't do that bleep through the media.
Right.
We handle it in-house. Because that's kind of that was the way we discussed it was, boy, I can't interested to hear what Andy Reid's going to say when Orlando Brown is out there saying the Chiefs are, don't worry, the Chiefs are going to get it done. It's on them to come and meet me because they don't want to go into this season with a backup left tackle. I'm publicly challenging them. To get, you know, whether that's the fans on my side or public perception on my side. And Andy Reid, when asked about it, it's not what we do around here. We don't do that.
And we won't be seeing, I don't think, Justin Reid in front of a mic for a while.
He's so
the most
smart.
Engaging guy,
he's
too, on
so
the team.
He's so smart.
he's
but
a great
smart people do dumb things all the time. And smart people say dumb stuff all the time. And I think what happened, his issue was he tried to over-explain who he was talking about. He said 88 because that's how they talk in the locker room and in the film.
Yeah.
And then he tried to let the fans know who he was talking about, 88. And then said Higbee. No, Higbee was like, if he'd have just said 88 and moved on, I don't know what would have came after that. It would have been lock him down or soft, this guy's that. I don't know.
Finesse player.
Yeah. But it felt like he just started sort of rambling at that. Well, you got this guy, 88. It's Higgins, whatever. And then you got this guy, too. And
is he going to lock him down or lock him up? Which would you prefer?
Well, lock him down.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
He said lock him down straight up. I'm like, what if
he
said
because I don't want him to lock him up because
up straight up.
I don't think...
Lock him up straight down.
You don't need to arrest
world.
Him. You don't need to arrest him.
Yeah,
you
know? That's right.
Don't let him win the game.
Lock you down means like hold you there. Lock you up means we're taking you to
Which
Leavenworth.
Be a crime.
And that's no good.
It could be assault.
It's either crime or you're getting thrown in jail.
You know, football, you can actually commit assault.
I got locked up for locking him down.
That makes sense.
You know why you had the ability to do that? The NFL didn't have to go to a lockout.
That's exactly it. I locked sideways.
Did you ever do a lock-in? Like
the church.
Church overnight camp thing? Mm-hmm. I wasn't allowed to, but I heard they were fun.
We weren't allowed to?
Too many
kids. Josh's lock-ins were at home.
Yeah, and that happened from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on weekdays, and then from 8 to 8 on weekends. That
Josh,
was when I was locked in.
You ever do a dress code sit-in at your house?
Yeah, I did.
We hate the dress code. We're going to sit in the gymnasium, the field house, until you guys know that we're really pissed about the fact that we got to wear shirts that can't have bands on them.
you were home-churched, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
Are
it
you
was...
home-churched?
That's a
home religion.
I think in some ways we all were, right?
That's a good point.
Deep, isn't it? Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Here's Trent McDuffie.
Okay.
What's up, everybody?
Trent, you never had the opportunity to play Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
It seems like it might be limited, but what's your analysis of him?
Yeah. I mean, shoot, he's a ball player. Everybody around the league, especially us, know that he's one of those guys that's going to go attack the ball and make plays. So it's just our responsibility to try to make plays on the ball.
When you're going up against a receiver like that, though, if you are locked up against him,
mm-hmm.
what are the sort of things that you need to be aware of, how he gets off the line of scrimmage and his speed, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, he's a very physical receiver, which you don't always get a lot of the time. So I think a big thing is just getting your hands on him, disrupting the route, timing of the route. And, you know, he's a jump ball guy, one of those go-to guys. So just making sure every single down that you're on him, just know that the ball can come your way.
Jaron, do you like embrace the fact that you get to face these number one, number two receivers, even though it's still your rookie year? How much are you embracing that as the season's had?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's one of the big reasons why I wanted to come to the NFL, to compete with the best. So any opportunity I get to go out there and play the top of the top, it's always an exciting thing for me, and I look forward to it every single time.
You might be the next man up when it comes to punt return. How have you embraced that this past week in practices, you and Justin?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, Tobe knows that whenever he needs me, I'm going to be back there. Just making sure I take it upon myself to be ready just in case they need me to go out there and give the ball back to the offense. I think that's the biggest thing punt returners can do, is make sure to catch the ball and make some happen if they can. But most importantly, as a defender, we want to get off the field. So just making sure we give it back to the offense.
You had, I believe, 9 punt returns in college, right?
Yeah.
How much did you embrace that role?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've been doing punt return all the way back since high school, so it's more of a comfortable thing for me back there. You know, I don't really stress too much about it, but just making sure I'd be able to do my job and just catch the ball again, like I said, I think that's the biggest thing for me. And I think during practice, I think coach is giving me a lot of reps to be able to go back there and just get back into the rhythm of things. So I'm ready if he needs me.
How much have you tried to, like, teach Scott? Because he had never done it before.
I mean, shoot, way back in training camp, I was already trying to give him tips and stuff. But it's tough back there being a pro returner with these great punters out here and how high the kick goes and just reading everything. So for somebody new back there, it can be tough. But I think he's done a good job at just consistently going out there and trying to attack it and just keep getting better.
At 5'11", 6 feet, obviously on the shorter end of cornerbacks, just what goes into playing bigger and how much pride do you take in the fact that, okay, I might be a little bit shorter comparatively, but I can play big?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been one of the smaller DBs all growing up. So to me, it's more just a mindset. You know, I feel like I just go out there and play as confident as I can and just trust my techniques that the coaches have taught me and play within the system, know where my leverage is, and I feel like I can do a good job out there against these solid receivers.
Trent, you're reaching that point where you play as many college games now as you do now in the NFL. Yeah. You've got more to go. I mean, much has been made of the rookie wall. I know you had some off time as an injury, but where are you feeling in that part of your career, just health-wise and mentally about, trying not to get through that rookie
wall? Yeah. I mean, shoot. We looking at the Pac-12 championship for me this week, so definitely funny knowing that you got a ton of games left, but it's also exciting for me, especially since the beginning of the season I didn't get a lot of games in with that injury. So knowing that we got all this ball left, for me, it's what I want to do, is just play football. So I'm excited about it.
Kind of a similar question, but when you came off the injury, it was basically your debut because you didn't play much against Arizona.
Yeah.
You have like 4 games under your belt now. How comfortable do you feel and confident when you go out there now and play?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you go out there and just get actual game reps, I think it all falls back just to your confidence. And again, just having the other guys on the team just know that, okay, now that he's back out there, he knows what he's doing. He's doing his job. Doing it consistently is the biggest thing that I can do out there.
Trent, Jamar went off in both games last year against the defense. I know it was last year, but how much of that film did you watch?
Oh, man, a ton. I mean, we watched both games constantly over and over. So we know the things that they did right, what we did wrong, and how to fix them. So I think going out there this weekend, it's just executing the game plan and making plays on the ball. I think that's going to be the biggest thing, is just who's going to make more plays.
A couple more.
How much did you lean on those guys last year for some advice? Because when they played a couple times, I mean, the secondary is fairly new, but there's some still that are out there. So maybe LeJarius or some
of the top guys, I mean, every single week, I think those guys do a good job at getting the rookies ready, just especially versus these teams that we haven't played or maybe knew that they've played consecutively last year. They kind of just give you a good idea at what they're good at, what they're not good at, what to look for, certain things. So I give a lot of props to the vets for just getting us ready each and every week.
Thanks, guys.
I give props to hip-hop.
I do daily.
Hip-hop of the day. Hip-hop hooray. All right, there's Trent McDuffie. No locked-up talk by Trent McDuffie, but looking forward to playing one of the best in Jamar Chase. We will take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll hear from Carlos Dunlap. Still want to hear from Pac-Man Jones and on the Believe podcast, Believe in Bengals podcast hosted by Solomon Wilcots. So two of my favorites. So we'll play that. And we have been told by Todd Lebo, the locker room is lit today. He said there's a big game feel in the locker room that's lit today.
Did Todd say lit?
Todd said lit. Todd said the locker room is lit today.
Originally, he said the locker room is bussing today, and then he said it's lit. So Jason just quit in the
second.
Is
it fire, though, too?
It's also fire emoji.
He also said everybody's acting all ill.
Said it's
up in here.
Lit in here, no cap.
That's how Todd talks.
He did say it was lit.
He sounds so different on the radio, but you get him in the hallway.
He did say it was lit. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll hear from Carlos Dunlap that Todd just talked to.
So cringe.
And one of his former teammates, Pac-Man Jones, will also hear from him as well. And, of course, we got the cuts. Lots of them today before the show is over. More Zone next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
We need to check and make sure that your fingernails are clean. Because if they're not, here comes the ruler. Waka.
Wrap across the knuckles.
That's exactly right.
I better go get my fingernails dirty.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. USA Netherlands tomorrow at 9 o'clock, right? 9 o'clock. We've decided.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
A.M.
Fox has been promoting that it's at 8 o'clock.
I thought it was 8.
Right. Fox has been promoting 8 o'clock because that's when their coverage starts. Oh, I've been confused this whole World Cup.
Hour-long pregame show? That
because
early?
Last week, I was talking about USA England starting at noon. And then noon comes around and they're warming up. And then it was like coming up at 1 o'clock. I'm like, why? It was at 1 o'clock. I've seen for the last 4 days USA England at 1 Eastern.
Is soccer being difficult again?
No. Fox. So tomorrow, 9 o'clock. I got a bunch of buddies that are going down to P&L to watch that one.
Oh, and take it part bleeds in right into Big 12 championship game.
That's exactly right. Yes. Or heading over to Nick and Jake's over there. They're opening up, I think, at like 8 o'clock in the morning, 8:30, with some biscuits and gravy, specials.
I could open up the basement, swinging Pete's. We got 4 TVs right in a row.
It's like a swinging Pete's.
I can't believe you named your basement Swinging Pete's.
It's about golf, Josh, and Pistol Pete.
I called him Peter Poke that one time. Peter Poke.
He's a poke.
Let's hear from Carlos Dunlap, who would like to poke Burrow down on the ground. I don't even know what that means.
Either.
I
didn't like it though.
Hopefully his Peter's near the ground. Carlos Dunlap in the locker room with apparently Todd Lebo and maybe some others. I don't know.
I know all the games are important, right? One of 17. This one have a little different meaning for you going back where you played so much?
Yeah. It's a great opportunity, and it's the next opponent on our schedule.
Nothing more than that, though. I mean, you got some fond memories from playing and having your career there at the beginning?
Yeah, but I'll talk about them after the game. Right now, I'm going to play football.
What do you guys have to do in this game to get to Joe Burrow, get him on the ground? Because that was one of the rallying points from last year in the postseason when you weren't here, was couldn't get him on the ground enough.
Seize our opportunities as a defensive line. Welcome the challenge of getting to him. Collect Olivia as a defense, locking up routes, covering guys. It all works together.
You feel a little more different energy this week around this locker room because how big this game could be in the regular season?
Yeah, because I wasn't here last year, so it was a lot different.
I mean, just like this week compared to like last week or the week before, I mean, it's just...
Last week, there was a division opponent, yeah. So we playing some real football games, all of them are big time. It's another prime time opportunity to go out there and show that what the Kansas Chiefs are doing, Kansas City Chiefs are doing.
Okay, so
first of all, he's reading.
So much of that.
Reading a script there.
So much of that is great. He called the Rams a division opponent for the Seahawks.
The last couple of years, that would have been true for him. But
for the Seahawks,
it has been a divisional opponent for him
for a couple of years. It's a division opponent for the Rams.
Awesome.
I missed that. I was still listening to the laugh in my head.
The laugh was brilliant.
That laugh does not match great. That giant human being.
Right? The talk about the Bengals game, and if it means more, he says, yeah, it means a lot. It's a great opponent. It's the next team on the schedule. I'll talk about them after the game.
Well, Lebo was even saying,
learned.
Hey.
That's the new guy that knows the rules.
Yes. I think everybody probably got a little all staff talking to at some point this week. And Lebo, it was a great effort by Lebo to say, hey, you know, some bad blood in Cincy. And he was like, no, I'm not going to give you that. He's like, okay, what about good stories from Cincy? Yeah, and he was like, I'll tell you those later.
I'll talk about that after the game.
I got to go throw some weight around.
Can we hear that laugh again? Like, is there a way to get that laugh replayed quickly here?
I think you're just doing it again a cappella.
We'll see if I find it.
That's as good as your Ed O impersonation.
Did he gonna feed the Ed O. I'll tell you what this much about Joe Burrow. That Joe Burrow gonna come in and he's gonna whoop some ass. He gonna whoop Kansas' ass twice. He did it in us. He said, how you doing, Kansas City? He'll do it with Skyline Chili. I don't know. Speaking of ass, it comes right out of it. But Joe Burrow, I'll tell you what, that go up and down the field on a guy like Cole Carlos doing that. But I'll tell you what, he leaving Joe Burrow, he leaving success.
Now, what would it sound like if Ed Ogeron had Carlos Dunlap's laugh?
Play it again.
It sounds like Lebo gave him a little tickle.
Okay, hold on. Don't play it yet. I want you guys to imagine.
Really envision this.
They're in the locker room. Todd is standing next to Carlos and just gives him a Pillsbury Doughboy push.
Little Todd, Big Carlos.
Just a Pillsbury doughboy point to his stomach. Just a little finger jab to the stomach.
Oh, my goodness.
Carlos, do you want me to... does this tickle right here? Carlos, Jessica told me that she's got a crush on you. How do you feel?
I like it.
All right. I don't even know what they were talking, what he was answering when he laughed like that. I don't know what the context was.
I think that was when he was saying, he thought Lebo was asking about the game last year, when he was asking actually about just sort of like a different vibe.
Oh yeah,
I
wasn't here.
I wasn't here.
Yes, that was it.
We're going to have to eventually just start cutting up laughs. I guess that's a Levitard bit too, but we can't have that.
It could be like a game. Guess who's laughed? Yeah. Everybody would know Blair's.
Yeah, we have a lot of laughs. I think they're in one cart. They just play.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just a little rotating laughter? Oh, well, I didn't think about that. Well, that's a great idea.
When we would do the really terrible puns and the bad jokes, Shane would just hit a laugh and it'd be a different one every time.
Putting it on the rotating cart is a fun
idea. Didn't you have one when you first started here? Drake. You guys would, it was Drake.
The
yes.
Drake laugh, yep. Because during the Little League World Series, the Inswell, New York, was playing in the Little League World Series, and Drake did a video for him and said, "Hey, this is Drake. You know what? Guys, go out there, play well, go win, and I hope it ends well." And he goes, "Ha ha!" There it is. Played again.
That's it. Ha ha! That was it.
I hope it.
You could have told me that was the laugh of someone who worked here and given me 10 guesses. I don't think I would have gotten.
I think I actually thought that was Kawhi Leonard. Didn't he have something? Yes. Yeah.
See, like I said, we got a bunch of laughs that we put in there over the.
We all have an Eric Bieniemy laugh. Like everyone who listens to Repressor can get like. You got to really move your torso when you do it. You got to have a little.
So it's a little bit like Santa, like a laugh, like a bowl full of jelly.
Yeah. Okay. Eric Bieniemy's not really laughing if his shoulders aren't moving.
That's
you know,
point.
That's how I see it.
Yeah, but I'm just picturing Todd Lebo just poking the stomach of Carlos Dunlap like a Pillsbury Doughboy in the locker room.
Now what would?
But Carlos has got like. 2% body fat.
Yeah. He poked him right in the Pillsbury abs. I don't.
Pillsbury ab boy. That's the guy that shows up all muscular. What's up? What's up, Doughboy? Actually bullies the Doughboy around.
I have to Google the phrase ripped Pillsbury Doughboy and I'll let you know how it comes back.
Don't do it on Twitter.
Well, yeah. I mean, this one's safe for work. It's just.
I doubt it. Okay, so. We got a lot of cuts today.
He's torn up.
That we're going to be listening to. Boy, he is ripped. He is absolutely ripped. That's Dunlap when Todd
it's like
Lebo
protein
pokes him.
In a biscuit.
It's a protein biscuit. All right, let's take a listen to Pac-Man Jones, sometimes called Adam. He was on the Believe in Bengals podcast. Hosted by Solomon Wilcots, of
there
course
we go.
It is. So it's a great tie-in.
Have you thought about bringing him on the show this week? You've probably thought about it,
you know,
and like what it would be like, but you haven't reached out.
I would reach out if I had a higher Monday. Level of emotional intelligence.
Monday. We'll call him Monday.
Don't know how to use a phone.
That's right. All right, here's Pac-Man Jones asked about Burrow or Mahomes. Who you taking as your QB?
I don't think Patrick Mahomes is a better quarterback than Joe Burrow. No way. The tools are similar. Joe Burrow it can throw the ball better in the pocket. Pat throw the ball better, I would say, running. But as far as his coverage, recognizing the defense and all of that, I don't really think Patrick Mahomes really know how to read the defense. I think that he have a great cast of coaches around him, which is Andy Reid, probably the number one offensive coordinator to me. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. But we're going back with Joe. Like, Zach is a great coordinator. Zach haven't proven himself as much as Andy have. Everybody know when you're playing against Andy Reid, you're going to get a million motions, different formations, a lot of chaotic stuff. But the stuff that Joe Burrow have done for the Bengals, getting hit a million times, coming back, playing, dropping his nuts, still making these throws, never bend, never break, glass eater.
Woo.
It's a unanimous decision of who I'm taking. And it's not because I love the Bengals, which I do. But this is real. If I had to pick who I wanted to be on my team, it would definitely be Joe Burrow.
So here's the deal.
Who's
I agree
Burrows?
With him.
Joe
he's
Burrows.
He's comparing Joe Burrows to Patrick Mahomes. Okay? They're two highly touted prep quarterbacks in the state of Ohio. Joe Burrows and Patrick Mahomes.
Is Patrick Mahomes better at reading defenses than Pac-Man Jones is at reading?
Oh my god. Some of that stuff.
Glass eater.
I like that. He's already winning me back in the back half, if I'm being
glass
honest.
Glass eater. He dropped his nuts. That's what he does. He goes out there.
You know those coordinators, they're coordinating Mahomes while he's running on the field.
Yeah.
And his arm motion and who he's throwing
he's
to.
He's like a marionette.
Yes,
it's a real
there are strings there. Yes. That's what makes Andy Reid such a great coordinator is that he has strings. You can't see him.
Yeah.
Special effects are so good these days.
Yeah, that's right. The spider cam is a distraction up over the field. That's actually the wires they use to control the quarterbacks.
Well, on a touchdown earlier this year, people forget Kelsey actually sprung up into the air like three stories because they had a break in one of them, but they quickly they edited that out in post.
All right, what's on tap coming up this weekend is presented by KC Beer Company, KCBIER.com. Discover all of the award-winning brands. Of course, it's Championship Saturday. Also, Friday, because the Pac-12 Championship game coming up tonight. Trent McDuffie, good point. As he said, you know, rookie wall, well, I'd be getting ready to play in the Pac-12 Championship game. And he hasn't played most of the year, so that certainly helps. But tonight, 7 o'clock, that's on Sports Radio 810, WHB. That is Utah versus USC. Tomorrow, of course, the Miss National team taking on Netherlands at 8 or 9 o'clock. I think it's 9, but you better tune in at 8 just in case.
You better drive to the Mountain
That's
time
right.
zone to be safe.
On Fox, K-State TCU, a little ABC matchup for the Big 12 Championship. LSU Georgia, 3 o'clock on CBS. You've got Clemson North Carolina at 7 o'clock on ABC. And Fox, 7 o'clock, has Purdue and Michigan, the matchup everybody picked for the Big 10 Championship game. Purdue and...
I'd forgotten that Purdue won the West. I was watching with my Iowa buddies the Nebraska game Friday.
They got to do
the first part to be able to do that. That's unfortunate.
Where did Stewie Griffin come from? Shut
up, I'm
he's been breaking that out quite a bit.
All right, and the Chiefs play the Bengals on Sunday.
Cool whip.
Oh my God. Be nicer to Will Ants.
Will Wheaton.
We finally found an impression that all three of us can just do to each other, and it's going to be unlistenable, which isn't that different from the rest of the show.
We'll do cuts next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
This is going to be so stupid, but here we go.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, let's do predictions real quick. Beards, what do you got? 3-2?
Chiefs win.
Okay, so it's a 3-2 Chiefs win. Okay.
Sure.
Mick, what do you got?
It's hard to pick against the Chiefs. So I'm not going
to. So are you going?
27-24 Chiefs.
27-24. Josh?
31-27 Chiefs.
31-27. I'm going, I'm going 31-24.
You all think 31-27?
No, I was going to go 31-24, but I thought Mick had 31-24, but I combined his 27-24 and your 31-27. Let's get to the cuts, shall we?
I'd love to.
I guess I have two quick ones. Why is Trey called Big Head?
<Me. laughs> That kind of slipped, but, you know, he got this. I love Trey. You know, Trey got this enormous head, and he loves it. So, and I'm not saying that he's big-headed, you know, as a person. I'm just talking about the size of it, you know.
Trey Smith, Big Head by EB.
He's got some kind of energy now. I mean, if I had that energy, I'd be 110 pounds.
Who's he talking about? Isaiah Pacheco. The bunny.
Yeah, this is the Bill Knight Invitational.
I love beavers.
I love Bill Walton.
My grandmother used to be able to do a lot of things that she doesn't do today. Just ask my grandpa, you know. But
who was that in reference to? Because we were going to change the name of somebody to Grandma.
Yeah, I forgot. It was
Ryan's grandma
least,
or something.
It was at least multiple days ago, right?
It was Monday. All right, keep going.
Get off me! Get off me! I'm like, can't move.
Can't move! It's a podcast.
I say no to unplanned pregnancy.
Roller Kingdom.
Oh no, there's a bear in my bed.
Nope. Chuck Testa.
Chuck Testa. Chuck Testa. Oh, that was a fun day.
I didn't get like hit in the balls, but like it's not like I'm all right. I'm all right.
Didn't get hit in the balls. That was
I
Pulisic.
I love Pulisic. If he says all the stuff that's been attributed to him online, love that guy.
It was Ted's grandmother, but I don't remember who it was in relation to. I just wrote down Ted's grandmother.
He took one of the bollocks.
Okay, is that right? Is that the term? Would you Google it?
I always thought bollocks was rear end.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Did you Google it?
I did.
What does it say?
The testicles.
Oh, well done.
What does it say?
That was about Christian Pulisic, oddly enough. My wife put sausage in the stuffing for the first time this year. Keep going.
I don't know if I could have that much meat in the morning.
Yeah, well. You got to try.
They're 12-year-olds.
They are?
Yeah. we're 13.
Yeah, that's right. We're a year 14. Older.
Would you like some drugs?
I think I like that commercial better, just taking it piece by piece.
Nice.
Yeah, I did not smoke it.
That's great.
That's unfair to Matt.
Yeah.
The Gambit, other than being a character from X-Men, this describes it as
I think
a
Channing
device.
Played him actually, Tatum?
Channing played him actually, Tatum?
Wow.
It's a different guy. That was not Magic Mike.
Hey, kid, would you like some drugs? The first one is free.
Want to check out my van? I got some candy.
Hey, kid, want to join our gang and spray paint under a bridge?
Of old people.
No, no! Bug off, man. I'm going roller skating! I want to be addicted to roller skating. Not crack.
Not crack.
I'm Brad Armstrong, owner of Roller Kingdom in Reno, Nevada, keeping your kids off the streets since 1999.
I say no to drugs. I say no to games.
I say no to unplanned pregnancies.
I say no to meth. I say no to reefer. I say yes to roller skating.
No to reefer.
Man, this Roller Kingdom is really putting us out of business.
You said it, man. This deal sucks.
But you know what? Maybe we should give up this life of crime and start roller skating!
And then he was knifed.
He was taken out.
Oh, dude.
So
I'm sitting here. Dude, I'm coming into the building like, man, I can't believe I screwed this up again, man.
Real teaser for the New Heights pod.
Yeah. Mm.
Great story in there.
That is a good story.
Rudy's beaten it, as has Renee. Whoa.
Hey!
Whoa.
I don't know what that was about, but let's just keep going.
It was about
what Hawaiian volcano erupted for the first time in almost 40 years. I believe it's Hei Awanalea. Mauna Loa.
Mauna Loa. Oh, okay. That's
the other one.
Oh, the Mauna Loa and Hei Awanalea, the two very famous volcanoes in Hawaii.
Well, I went to an Italian Boston wedding, and that is just a whole other world. Like, they start an hour late, grandma rolls in 40 minutes, they redo Ave Maria in the middle of it because grandma didn't hear it, then the Red Sox fans, MF, the Yankee fans. I mean, it's just a whole other world. Anything like that over there in Korea?
Well, nothing except the MFing.
Blair's son got married in Korea. So just the MFing between the in-laws.
Austin Ryder's, my center's yelling, get off me. Get off me. Get off me. I'm like, can't move. I can't move. What do you want me to do? My kneecap is in the back of my leg. So what am I supposed to do?
Can't move.
What am I supposed to do?
I will say, when I'm doing some of the stuff, though, in the back of my head, all I think about is if this shit doesn't work, Coach Reed's going to get on my ass.
I had to provide us evidence of Patrick Mahomes cussing this week. We had to make it.
Yeah.
You heard him cursing a microphone.
Right. And I've never, think about that. He's out on his own and he's like, boy, if this doesn't work, Coach Reed is going to kill me.
Well, we're on to Cincinnati. Hmm. We're on to Cincinnati.
Right now, we're preparing for Cincinnati. We're getting ready for Cincinnati. We're getting ready for Cincinnati. That's what we're doing.
On to Cincinnati.
On to Cincinnati.
We pretty much did that on Monday, it felt like. We were on to Cincinnati. Herbie was on to Cincinnati as soon as the game was over against the Rams. He was asking everybody Cincinnati questions, which was great.
I say no to unplanned pregnancy.
Would you like some drugs?
Do people say yes to unplanned pregnancy? Isn't that kind of the point?
I feel like he emphasized the wrong part of the word. Unplanned pregnancy. What other un-something pregnancy are you for?
I say no to unplanned pregnancy.
Unplanned for, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, were your kids not unwanted pregnancies also?
I'm fine with unwanted pregnancies, just not unplanned.
Unplanned pregnancies.
I don't know if I could have that much meat in the morning.
Yeah, well.
I say
yes to try.
I say yes to unattended pregnancy. These two of my kids.
I say no to UN pregnancies, ones that take place in the United Nations.
Okay. Very good. Good for you. All right. Let's go US.
Let's do it.
Who do you got in the Big 12 championship game?
I think K-State wins.
I got K-State as well.
Yeah, a full game with Will Howard, yes.
I got USA.
K-State. Beards, K-State, 3-2. Gotcha.